One of the most important rules of the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim is the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ashrei Maskil Eldol. Maskil means seichel. A person has to use seichel, how to deal with a dull. A dull means a poor person. But it's not only a poor person. It's any time you want to do chesed for someone. We have to remember that the source, the makar of the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim is v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. Whatever you would like someone to do to you, that's what you should do to someone else. And whatever you don't want someone to do to you, don't do to someone else. That means to say, for example, let's say someone has a neighbor that you know that neighbor now is going through a hard financial time. Now, to go knock on that neighbor's door and pull out an envelope of $500 and say, I heard you're going through a hard financial time, here's $500. Now, I could tell you that 99% of people will feel very insulted, embarrassed, and shamed if you would hand them that envelope. It's true. If a mashulah comes knocking on your door, so he's knocking on your door for money, he would be gratified to get that money. But if you were to go over to your next door neighbor and say, I heard you're having a hard time, here's $500, that's shameful, that's hurtful. That's not maskil eldol. That's not using seichel, how to give dignity to that person. You wouldn't want your neighbor going knocking on your door and handing you an envelope with $500. So you may say, but I know the person's struggling. How do I help them? There are many ways to help someone, b'derech kavod. You can go to a grocery store and you could say, can you make a credit on this account? And whatever, they won't figure it out. Somehow there's a credit. Somehow there's extra money on your account. I found the old thing in the cheshbon, and they'll never know who it came from, how it came. People don't want to ask too many questions if all of a sudden there's extra credit in the grocery store. Or if all of a sudden, somehow, the school is saying there's extra scholarships and their tuition's got less. There's many ways to do it, b'derech kavod. We must realize that it's not enough, doing the mitzvah of chesed, it's not enough that our intentions may be pure, but it's not enough if our intentions are pure. Our actions that we do must bring dignity to the person. And if they don't bring dignity, don't do them. As pure as your intentions are, that's not going to be an answer. That's not an answer to hurt someone's feelings because I have pure intentions. And I want to repeat something that I said in this podcast around 6 months ago. One of the most dangerous things, one of the most hurtful comments to say to a person that's going through, someone that doesn't have a child, someone that's an older shidduch, that needs a shidduch and is an older bachur, older girl, this thing to say, Amir Tashem by you. To say Amir Tashem by you, you may mean it with all sincerity. And you may mamish, you feel like you're mamish giving them a beautiful bracha. And you know something? You are giving them a beautiful bracha. But 99% of people feel very hurt and insulted. And I said over then this story, a number of this 6 months ago, I said it over, that it happened with me, that I went to a vart, and there was somebody at the vart who was a very close friend of the chassan. And he was an older bacher. And this was his good friend, the older bacher that was a chassan. And I always tell my children, you never say Amir Tashem by you, because it's hurtful to older singles. So I went over to this friend, and I said, I shmoozed, oh, mazel tov, and we shmoozed for 2 minutes. As I was turning around to leave, he said to me, you are the first person who did not stab me in the back with an Amir Tashem by you. That's what he told me. That's how hurtful it is. And then he said, I come to enjoy the simcha of my good friend that became a chassan. And no one could let me forget for 1 second that I'm an older bacher. They have to say, Amir Tashem Bayu, Amir Tashem Bayu. So it's true. The point that I'm bringing out is, think about if you were in a situation where you want someone to say, Amir Tashem Bayu, Amir Tashem Bayu, like you're a Nebuch case. We don't want that. So therefore, even though your intentions are pure, we must be very careful. V'haft b'richa k'baych is what you would want someone to do to you if you were in that situation. Would you want someone to say something like you that you would feel a little nebuchadnezzar to you? If not, don't do it to someone else.